Next on News for the Soul Radio, it's time for Crystals for the Soul with Linda Perry. Linda has worked with crystals for over 20 years and has a wealth of knowledge on how to use them to support our spiritual journey. She brings her deep knowledge and powerful intuition to her coaching sessions, classes, and her crystal store. Please welcome Linda Perry. Back to News for the Soul.
Welcome, everyone, to this month's crystal broadcast. Last month I did a little bit more of an in-depth into a crystal for grounding, and I thought I would do something similar this month for protection, because that is one of the top questions we get a lot, and we've had quite a few in the people sending in messages and questions on the show as well about what crystals are good for protection. So I thought I would do it on black tourmaline today because that's one of the ones that is the strongest for connection, protection. And by protection, I'm talking about protecting your energy and space, the energy of your space as well. So the need for feeling protected usually comes from being in a negative situation, being around negative people or any kind of negativity or even trauma. So we can pick up negative vibes and energy in different places, such as even walking down the mall, negative people in our workspace, people sending ill wishes towards us, etc. So it's just being in that environment or being close enough that your energy seems to pick it up and you haven't protected yourself. So when we feel uncomfortable around someone or we pick up someone else's energy, we can carry crystals to help either absorb or deflect negativity away from us and provide a protective shield. If you're very sensitive and you tend to pick up the energy of other people, I recommend that you keep a protective crystal with you whenever you are out and about or around other people. That would be very important to help shield you. So there's quite a few protective crystals, but as I said, pardon me, today I'm going to talk about the strongest one, which is black tourmaline. And it helps to clear spaces and places, and is probably one of the best known ones for protection. And it's also a grounding crystal. Now, black tourmaline resonates very strongly with the root chakra and the earth star chakras. And the earth star chakra is underneath your feet, and that's what connects you to the earth and earth energy. It's a very powerful stone for psychic protection and protection, really, of most kinds. It puts up a shield and keeps you protected and grounded when somebody's sending you negative energy or ill-wishing, whether they realize they're doing it or not. In any space that you place it, it helps to purify that immediate area. And then it brings in positive energy, and it will help us to stay positive. It will also protect you from any harmful EMF rays that come off your electronic devices. And EMF is electromagnetic frequencies. You just place it near them to absorb the harmful rays. Now, black tourmaline obviously is black, It's also known as Schorl, which is S-C-H-O-R-L. And it counteracts also any energy depletion. So if you feel like your energy is being drained, it can help stop that leak or drain so that you keep your energy and you feel more energized. It can help with nightmares to keep those away. It brings awareness and love, divine wisdom, and it can help you stay grounded and generally keeps you feeling safe and well. So it's really a great all-round protection stone. So, and everyone can benefit from having black tourmaline. So as I said, it keeps you grounded, it keeps you secure, and it keeps you feeling safe. So when your root chakra is balanced, then it helps with self-confidence to be who you are, speak your truth, and walk your own path. So it has a little bit more far-reaching energy than just protection. And that's why it's a great stone for everyone to have. They're also wonderful healing crystals because you can use them to help with relief from pain in your body. They will help to boost your immune system, helps with stress relief, and even some arthritic pain. So black tourmaline is beneficial to healers and the average person, also anybody, who wants a stone that would be positive, like a positive force for good in your life, to help protect you and keep your aura and your energy clear from negativity. It encourages an optimistic attitude as well as good luck, happiness, and regardless of the circumstance that you find yourself in, it can help bring in that joy and happiness and good luck. Now, it will help boost feelings of inner peace, which can help stop thoughts that are worrying you. So if it brings inner peace, it's going to help with anything or negative thoughts that you might have about yourself, negative feelings you might have about yourself, so that as you work with it and keep it with you, you will start feeling better and better. Putting a piece of selenite with it pumps everything else up. Selenite brings in light. It also helps to keep your aura clean and cleansed. And the two together are really great to have, and they work so well together. Now, how do we work with black tourmaline? You can place a larger piece of it at your front door or your front and back doors if you want to. And why you would do this is it will absorb any negative energy from anyone who enters your home, whether they know they're carrying it around or not. Some people will place it just outside their door, or you can place it just inside somewhere where very close to the door opening, so that when people walk by, they kind of walk through the energy of black tourmaline. And that's how it starts to absorb the negative energy. If you have door frames around individual rooms in your home, you can place a small piece on the top frame to absorb negative energy as people walk through, as you walk through your own home. And you can place a small piece of selenite with it to bring in light. And it also helps to keep your aura and your energy clean and clear. Plus, what it will do is up the vibration or frequency in the area it's placed. So keeping a higher energy or frequency in your home is also going to limit how much negative energy can enter your home as well. You can place pieces of black tourmaline at the four corners of your bed on the floor or four corners of your room for protection while sleeping. And what that does when you do the four corners, it creates a nice big shield or bubble in your room. And while you're sleeping, then that's another reason or a way that it can help with nightmares and keep those away. And not just negative energy. You can place terminated or like quartz points with a terminated point at one end in the corners of your rooms, and then pointing into the center of the room, and then place a piece of black tourmaline in front of that point. And what that does is energy always goes in the direction of the point. So if you have a wand or a single terminated point, the energy always goes out that point. And what it does with a quartz piece is it goes out the terminated point, pushes into the energy of the black tourmaline, and pushes it out into the middle of the room. And that's another way of keeping that protective energy in your space. You can place pieces at the corners of your home outside or the corners of your property. Keep your whole yard, space, home on the outside as well protected. And it will also keep it grounded. You can carry black tourmaline. You can put it in your pocket. You can wear it as jewelry to keep you feeling grounded and protected throughout the day. And especially when you're out among people, it will also protect you from lower energies. If you're finding that your workspace is a bit negative, keep a piece on your desk at work. It doesn't have to be visible. It just has to be there. You could put it in a place where it's, if you have a little desk calendar, it could even just be behind the desk calendar or or close to your computer or something like that, because then it's not only helping with negative energy, it's helping with the EMF rays from your computer as well. And there's nothing wrong with having a piece on your desk and wearing a pendant or having it in, having something in your pocket as well to absorb any negative energy you feel you might have. The other thing that you can do is when you go out, and especially if you're very sensitive as well, I think I mentioned it before as well, is that if you're going out among people and you tend to be a bit bombarded by people's energy, definitely put and take black tourmaline with you. The best would be to keep one in a left pocket and one in a right pocket, so you're very balanced with it. You might also want to be able to wear a pendant as well, and then you sort of got that trifecta going on, that pyramid going on with a pendant and then something in each pocket that really keeps your whole, especially your whole, like your solar plexus and everything, very protected. But you will have this whole protective bubble around you. and that can really make a difference for a lot of people as well. And black tourmaline is very easy to get. You can get it in raw form, its natural form. You get it in small, medium, large, extra large pieces. You can also get it in tumbled form, as well as things like spheres and hearts, pyramids, and things like that, depending on what it is you want it to be in your home or in your space. And black tourmaline would also be something that I would keep in a healing space, like if you have people coming into your home or into a place of business where you are performing healing modalities. I would also keep black tourmaline there as well. If you had a large piece, you could put it underneath the your healing table so that anything that a client releases, that black tourmaline will absorb. And then it won't go out into your space. those are some ways to be able to use black tourmaline. And you can pick it up for, you know, it's not really expensive. Some of the higher quality black tourmaline is getting a little bit harder to find, and it's a little bit more expensive. But definitely you can get tumbled pieces, probably starting at $1, you know, depending on what size they are. So it's not an expensive thing to go and get from your local crystal shop and keep yourself protected. If you're finding your children are having a hard time with negative energy or because sometimes, you know, there are bullies out there, and sometimes kids can be a little bit mean without really realizing that that's what they're doing. But if this is happening to your child too, it can be something where you put black tourmaline in their pockets or in their backpack or something like that, just to help protect their energy a bit and give them a little boost of confidence. Not that they push back, but just confidence within themselves to know that who they are is enough and that they are a good person, and what somebody else is putting towards them is a reflection on the other person and not on them. So it can be really good for kids as well. Now, to cleanse it, because you want to be able to cleanse it, because it holds and absorbs all of that negative energy, you don't want to be imparting it back into your space. And especially if you are using it in a healing modality, you don't want to be transferring that to your next client. So you want to cleanse it often. You can put it under running water, or you can smudge it as well. Then you want to place it in the sun or the moon to recharge for a couple of hours. And then it's good to go again. But just make sure that you're not using the same piece day after day without cleansing it, especially if you are in situations where the negativity is stronger. And as I said, in a healing modality, if you're using it in a like a crystal modality program or something. So, and if you are, then you might want to have more than one piece so that you put it under the table, a new one under the table each time somebody comes so that you can cleanse them all and be ready for the next day. So in a nutshell, that is a lot about what black tourmaline is about. When you put black tourmaline with quartz, or it actually grows with quartz called tourmalinated quartz, you'll see black strands through it, sometimes small, sometimes larger. Quartz is an amplifier, and it will take the energy of black tourmaline and make it even stronger. So if you feel like you really need even stronger energy for protection, you can put a piece of quartz with it, or you can get a piece of tourmalinated quartz and keep it with you and use that as well. So that makes everything a lot stronger, the energy of it a lot stronger. So that's what I had today for you with black tourmaline and how to use it for protection. And ways to use it for protection as well. So many different things to be able to protect your home and your space and use it in a healing modality as well. So if it's something that you feel you really need, it is it can really help you out a lot. So I do have a couple of questions today from people. I've got one from Amy in New York, and she wants to know what crystals she can use to make her house sell quickly and easily. Well, Amy, there are several crystals you could use, but there's also something that I would do first before I use crystals. I would want to make sure that I have cleared the energy in my house by smudging before you place those crystals. So you would want to smudge your whole home and each room as well, and just crack a window or door open a little bit and let any energy out. And you might want to do this every few days if you feel things aren't moving quick enough yet. And another thing, and what it will help to clear is the energy from your home that might be holding you back a bit. I've known people who have had a very hard time selling their home, and one of the things that they tried was talking to the spirit or the energy in your home and saying that you loved being there, you created many good memories, but it's time for you to move on and for somebody else to come in and create new memories with the home. And sometimes that has helped as well. And then there's also people who work with a statue of Saint Joseph. Some people will bury it on their property. Some people just use it and place it in their home as well. But he is some sort of patron saint for helping with that. And it's an age-old practice for selling a house, apparently. And has to this day helped people sell their home. But if you cannot find a statue, it doesn't have to be large. If you can't find a statue of him, what I would do is Google him and print a picture. You can either bury that or have it in your home somewhere and work with that as well. Now, with other, so with crystals, once you've kind of cleared your home, I personally like to use quartz points in the corners, especially of the main room of your house, so your living room or your family room, where you spend a lot of time. And you point them towards the center of the room. And then in front of them, you could put citrine, because citrine is a money magnet and it's a manifesting stone. And what I would suggest is, as you place the stones, create a little ceremony while you're doing it. Say why you're placing the stones and what you want the result to be. That you would like your, for instance, that you would like your home to sell to the right people coming in to have a happy life within that home, and that you are moving on to the next level of happiness and living in another home in your life. So alternatively, you could also place the crystals of your choice in a little bowl by the front door, or in the hallway, or in your living room. That works as well. So some other stones that you can use are green aventurine, because it helps to create new opportunities. And it's also a money stone. It also helps to attract money in. And of course, when we sell a house, we're bringing money in, right? Because we are selling it. So green aventurine can definitely help with that. Pyrite is another one. It is also a manifesting stone. And it's good for joyful energy and hope. So it's another one that you can either put in that little bowl, or you can put it in the corners of your space. And a little, what I would get is a nice little decorative bowl if you're going to go that way and use it, because it makes everything look better. And when things look better, the energy feels better as well. Amethyst is another one. It has beautiful calming energy that people want to be in. And this is a stone that you could actually have as a decorative piece in your home. You could have a nice sphere. And I love spheres because they have a huge energy that they spread their energy out to. It can be up to 8 feet in all directions. So you can place it in the center of a room, and the energy of amethyst will hit every point in that room. And it's a beautiful little, or it's a beautiful piece put in your home as decoration, and then as putting out that calming energy. Another one can be jade. And jade is a good luck stone, and it can help to attract the right buyer. So another one that you can put in the little bowl, or you can put it at your front door to help to attract the right people to your home, and luck as well. Now, some of the other things you might want to do are, you might want to think about how to make sure the home you buy also. Once you sell your home, then you're going to want to buy your home. And that creates another set of, how do I keep this home clear from the former residents? So it's a twofold thing, right, with selling your home and then buying another one. So you want to clear and clean the energy prior to moving into a new space. Now, the best way is to smudge the new home with sage, cedar, and lavender. If you cannot find a bundle with all three together, you can purchase all three and burn them together. And what happens is sage heals and clears the energy. Cedar does a really deep cleanse and gets everybody else's energy out of that home and space. And it's like a reset going back to, it's like a factory reset. And then lavender helps with calming the energy. And you could actually put lavender in your home that you are selling as well. A few sprigs of lavender, or you could also burn lavender for that calming energy. Then in a new home, you want to place some crystals in your new environment to bring in positive energy. And some of those could be, to start off with, amethyst. And it's, again, very calming energy. And if you've got a nice piece that you've got in your present home, when you move, you can transfer that into your new space. Rose quartz. And this is actually, rose quartz is another one that you can put in your space that you're selling, because it's all about love and bringing that love in. And hopefully those people then will see and feel that in your home and want to be in that energy. So putting rose quartz in a new home that you're going to move into brings love into that space. Then there's smoky quartz, and you can use that for grounding energy. It also clears as well, and it also purifies. So very good for going into a new space. And I would also put quartz in, because quartz is focus, it's clarity. It will bump up the energy of all the other crystals that you put in your home. So just to go back over it, smudge the home that you're in, if you haven't done it already. And again, I would do it every couple of days. You don't want to do it right before somebody comes into your home, but if you know that you've got a showing, I would do it the day before so that it's got a chance to work. Getting maybe a little statue or a picture of Saint Joseph to help with selling your home. You can have quartz points, citrine, rose quartz, amethyst, green aventurine, pyrite, jade in a little bowl by the door. The other thing I would do too is any crystal that you are particularly connected to and love, I would add that in there too. And then what I would do with that bowl of crystals is I would say what I want them to do. While I'm placing them in the bowl, it's just like if you were to place points around your room, pointed to the middle of your space, I would do a little ceremony and ask that the energies of these crystals attract the right buyers for your home. They would come and see that they can actually create new memories and new energy in the space that you're selling. And then I would go and in a new home, clear it and place crystals for creating new energy for you to move into. So I hope that helps you, Amy, and I really wish you lots of luck in selling your home very quickly and very easily. And by doing all of this, what you're doing is you're placing the intention of bringing people to you and to your home that will want to buy it, that are serious buyers. And we'll be able to see what they can do with the space that you are selling. So that's very important. Intention can be everything. And it's a huge part of trying to move something like this as well, to manifest what it is you want to do. So good luck with that, and I wish you well for it in having somebody come as soon as possible to buy your home. And I've got another question from Sandra in Tacoma. And she wants to know what grouping of crystals would be the very best to place in her brand new healing sanctuary. How exciting, Sandra. Congratulations on having a new healing space. I don't know whether it's in your home or whether you are in a place of business. But either way, it would any of these crystals will work in either type of space. There are some great crystals for this, and you're starting with a blank slate, which is very good, very cool. You can also have different types of crystals, different sizes, different shapes, as well. Some of the crystals I like to start with are crystals that can keep your space calm, clear, and comfortable, and that keep your clients feeling safe, that it is a safe, sacred healing space. And there are several crystals that you can do for that. To start with, amethyst, because amethyst is hugely calming energy. And for this, you could get something that is like a small geode or a sphere would be perfect with amethyst. And you don't have to spend lots of money. They don't have to be big or anything like that. And it doesn't have to be a big sphere. And that's why I say you can get a smaller geode if you wanted to go that way, but it's not necessary. You can get a smaller sphere. I would get black tourmaline, or you could even get black obsidian. And this is for, as I've said in the earlier, for helping to keep your environment cleansed so that there's no negativity. It absorbs any negativity. And you can keep a piece under your healing table when you're working with a client, that when they whatever they release gets absorbed. Just remember that you have to change crystals in between clients, because you don't want it to be releasing something back into the environment and into somebody else or into you. Obsidian is an environmental cleanser, as black tourmaline works a little bit differently. It absorbs negative energy, but I mean, so does obsidian. But black tourmaline has other things it could do. Black obsidian in your environment also helps with business success. So that has an added property to it as well. Quartz is really good to have. You can have a large, what I call workhorse points. These are points that are in their natural state. You don't have to, again, spend a lot of money on them, but they act like black tourmaline obsidian underneath the table, where they absorb energy that's being released. But again, you do have to clear them. But you can have quartz somewhere else in your room if you want. Selenite would be really good underneath a healing table because it would be also uplifting. And it would help clear people's energy field like black tourmaline does. You could have quartz and or selenite in another area in your space as well as a grouping. So you could have a rod or a sphere. Those are always great. And I had said before, like a sphere, its energy is up to 8 feet in all directions. And that is great for a healing space as well. Chrysoprase or chrysocolla, really great. Both are really great to help people feel comfortable and calm and in their own power for healing as well. And would be, chrysocolla could be actually very good for you because it helps to keep you in your own power for being able to perform any sort of healing modality as well. So standing in your own power. Labradorite, another one, very good for a healing space. And labradorite would be, a labradorite pendant can be really good for you to wear or when you are actually doing any sort of healing work with someone, because it's also a protective stone and reflective, so it helps so that you do not take on their energy as well. And that's very important. Prehnite is a stone for a healer because it helps you not allow your energy to be drained away either. Okay, so it's another one that's very good to protect you as a healer. I would also suggest any crystal that you really enjoy. I keep getting fluorite, so fluorite might be really good for your space. Fluorite is really good for keeping the mind clear. It's good for a spiritual connection, as amethyst is also good for that. It also is good to provide some structure as well, which is important in a healing space to feel that things are happening in a step-by-step manner as well. But if you have crystals that you really love, I would do little groupings of those too. Rose quartz is another. It will saturate your space with love. And what greater energy to have in a healing space than love. Smoky quartz is also another one that I really like. It actually helps people feel very protected and grounded and like they're with their best friend as well. The other thing I would suggest for a healing practice is to have several types of crystals, like the ones I've suggested, but things that make people feel calm and relaxed. So things like amethyst or chrysoprase or howlite or lepidolite, things like that. Have them in a stone, like a palm stone or something, that they can hold in both of their hands while you are working on them through their session. That helps them to focus. It helps them to relax. and it provides energy, good energy, for them to be able to get the most out of the healing session, and allows them to feel relaxed enough to be able to release what they need to release. And that energy then, after the healing session, they can still work with that energy because it's still in their body, to be able to work through the things that you help them with during that session. So a little bit of different things, I guess, I have gone over here for you, is that you can have groupings of crystals in your space to provide energy. Then you can have crystals that you can work with during sessions with people. Just remember that crystals all need to be cleared before you use them on the next person. So sometimes having more than one or two of an item, and as you work with them, you'll know which ones that you probably need more of, that you work more of with. Because some people have their go-to crystals, right, that they work with in sessions and for and on people. So I think we'll go over it again a little bit, just to, because I said a few different crystals here. Amethyst, black tourmaline, and or black obsidian. Quartz. Chrysoprase, I love chrysoprase because it's really good for people who have a lot of worry or fear. Chrysocolla, it helps people feel very comfortable. It brings in the divine feminine, so it helps them be in more in their power. For healing, helps you be in, more in your power for doing what you need to do as well. Predite is really good. Howlite is very good. Lepidolite is a very good, strong healing crystal, especially emotionally. But it's also very, very calming as well. Anything with lithium in it, which lepidolite has lithium in it, is very good for calming and healing and quieting people. Green fluorite, very good to help them calm their minds down as well and bring clarity. So those are some crystals that you can work with in different ways for your healing space. And how exciting to be able to set that up. I'm very, very happy for you that you're doing this and that you're wanting to put crystals in there, because healing space, healing modalities work really well with crystals. It's like they're in their element, and you can use them. And as you work with and going forward in your healing practice, you will probably end up adding more crystals as you go along and wanting to work with new and different energies with crystals and healing. So that can be a very exciting prospect as well. So building up your tools to use for doing any healing is exciting and fun as well. So I wish you all the best, Sandra. I hope that helps. And again, one of the other things I said was any crystals that, rose quartz, I forgot about rose quartz, but any crystals that you feel that you are attracted to, that you love, I would put those in your space too, because that reflects you and your energy. And put items in there that you feel particularly connected to, because that brings the whole energy of your space together. Okay? So good luck with that, And again, congratulations. And if you feel called to do that in the future, let us know how it goes, because that can help somebody else in your situation as well. So my next show is going to be April 2nd, 9 a.m. So I just encourage you to please keep sending in your questions or comments if you want to. It helps everybody, because if you thought of that question, chances are there's other people out there that want to know the answer to that as well. And by asking it, they benefit also from you asking that question. They benefit from the answer and can definitely go and get help as well. So please continue to send in your questions. And if I just wanted to say that if you want to gain even more knowledge around crystals and go a bit deeper into their meanings, how to work with them, the different types of shapes and how to work with those as well, maybe some crystals that you've maybe never heard of, you could sign up for my crystal classes. There are the newest ones are up there right now. That's at soulfoodcrystals.com. And all you have to do is click the classes tab and then crystal classes. I do have archives on there of all the past classes as well. And how I do them is, whenever anybody signs up, I send them a course guide and the link to the YouTube class, and they're all recorded on YouTube so that when you purchase a class, it's yours for life. You can go back and watch it as many times as you want. It's kind of yours. So all you have to do is keep that link, and you will always be able to go back to that class. And the course guide quite often is can be up to 11 or 12 pages, so it is the full video, so you get the written as well as the video. And each class does have optional tools that we work with in every class. Doesn't mean you have to purchase tools, but if you have your own, that's fine too. That you can take to that class, and that they'll in the course guide, it'll be it says what tools or what crystals we'll be working with for that class. And each class has either exercises that we do in class or meditations to connect with those crystals on a deeper level as well. So that's what the classes do entail. And the next class is a week today, and we're going to be doing quite a fun class. This one is crystals with food and beverages, and learning how crystals actually can affect the taste of food and what you're drinking. It can be quite amazing and quite eye-opening. And so that will be a very fun class to do. But and something you can try on your own as well, is what you do is you take a drink of something and then you hold a crystal and then take a drink and see how it actually changes the taste. It's very, very interesting. So I will see you back here April 2nd, 9 a.m. Pacific time here in Canada. And I wish you all the best. And I know for places that, certainly in here in North America, places that are changing their time, that's this coming weekend, I guess, already. Have fun with that. I don't like time change, but anyways. I will see you in April, and please send in your questions. I love to get your questions, and it really helps to know what people are thinking out there and wanting to know about as well. So I will see you then, and have a great March, and I will see you back in April. Many crystal blessings. Bye.